Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click. All complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
The Strong Arm Story of the Day is brought to you by John Foyt Associates Personal Injury Law.
What's your prediction? How does this game play out? It's Dukes and Bell. Zeno said he's got various game scripts as to how this game might play out. We could win. We could win close. We could lose. We could get blown out. Therefore, it's hard to predict. But I am going to predict that this team shows up and we don't get embarrassed. And it's my worst nightmare. It just is, because that's been part of the problem this year when people call Zeno and they're like, oh, what's going on with the Falcons? What happened last week? How do you answer it? How do you answer that? Because that's been the issue, right? So 404-726-0929. Let's see what Tito and Cumming has to say. Tito, thanks for listening to Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Paul and Chris, we're going to get to you guys. Tito, hey, man, what's going on?
Brother, how you doing?
We're good, man.
Good. I just believe you got to get rid of the coaches. You got an offense that's phenomenal. They're not using them right. London's a beast. And your running backs are amazing. They're not using the game plan. Get rid of these coaches. You got a great offense. Pretty good defense, too. I'm confused. Thanks, buddy.
Thank you, man. Appreciate it. Tito and Cumming. I'm about to ask you something, and I think you're biased on this, but
uh-oh.
Did Arthur Smith do a better job with the pieces that were here when he was here? Did he do a better job with them?
You know, that's a convenient narrative.
Come on, Art.
He won 7 games with Desmond Bleepin' Ritter. Find me another coach in the league who does that. It might be. You can count on one hand the number of coaches. You can count on JPP's right hand the number of coaches who could do that.
Is that an unfair question?
It's a very fair question.
Because some of these pieces were – he drafted some of these pieces.
He drafted a lot of them, particularly the offensive ones, yeah.
The one thing he didn't have was a quarterback.
Yeah.
And we knew that. They were trying to get to a point where they could either develop one – that wasn't going to happen there with Desmond – or they could go get another guy. But that's the one piece he didn't have. What Tito's talking about is, okay, what would someone else do with these similar pieces?
I mean, you know, you get a fully developed Bijan and a Drake, both of these guys in 3 and 4 years in the league now, and it's...
They're different.
They're different now than they were when they first came in.
Yeah.
And to Art's credit, you know, I mean, he was very careful with Bijan. Like, it could have been easy to give Bijan the rock, you know,
didn't want to kill
200,
him.
250 times. Yeah. He didn't want to kill him.
No, didn't want to kill
he
him.
He knew he would. He planned on having him for 7 or 8 years. He planned on being here for that long. So he brought him along a lot slower than other people would have liked. And that's why we saw that split between him and Algier early on when they first got here. It was pretty even as far as number. He was smart about it. You know, he was very, very smart about it. Nobody will ever give him the credit for it, but that was by design. I mean, now this new staff uses him a lot more and no one's complaining about it. I'm not saying they shouldn't, but there's still a lot of tread left on the tires because he was taken care of so much in his first 2 years here under Art. And that's a big part of it.
No, it's fair. Let's talk to Paul in North Gwinnett. Paul, how does this game play out on Sunday? Welcome in to Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Hey, man.
Well, I hate to say it, it's not going to be good, but, you know, I don't want to beat a dead horse. I want to go in a whole different direction for y'all, and I want to see if y'all can talk about this for a little bit. You know, nobody's ever talked about our special teams coordinator, and I'm glad you said something about our past coach because he was a good player coach too. Kuhn never had any problems under him either. Now, Marquise Williams has been our special teams coordinator for a while, and I just there had to be a disconnect with Kuhn. Kuhn was a solid kicker. All the accolades, when you look up Marquise Williams as a special teams coordinator, all it does is talk about Kuhn's accolades while he kicked for him. So I really don't know what happened and why we lost Kuhn mentally this year. And now here we are. You know, I'm one of those guys that can't believe that we didn't play Penix at all during the preseason. He's only got 10 games. He should have 14. Some kind of playing time. Now we've got a kicker who's not been through a preseason or a ball game, and we're going to Germany. And if we're in a close ball game, now we're in a situation where we've got a guy that could be kicking that we don't know what's going to happen. And that's not good for the confidence of the team. So, you know, if I was the head coach of this ball team, I'd say, hey, this week, guys, we may not even kick a field goal or an extra point. Seriously.
Come on,
we ought to go.
What do they think? We're going to go for two every time, Paul? Come on.
I told you guys.
Listen, it could be so detrimental. It could be so detrimental to the heart of the team. Well, if he goes out there and misses a field goal or an extra point.
Here's the thing. Raheem has already told us that the kicking game has affected the way he's coached. It has to. You know, if you don't have complete trust when it's a, you know, 52-yarder out there and it's fourth and six, what are you choosing? I mean, it's the lesser of two evils in that spot. But also, I would tell you, knowing that, when you're in third and eight or whatever, or you're in third and six, make sure you get within 2 yards. So you at least give us an option on fourth down, right? A realistic option. Like, you have to be able to give us an option there. Like, that's unfortunately the game that you have to play. By the way, if you guys didn't see this, you know who's kicking for the Giants this weekend?
No, don't even.
Good old Young Wei Koo.
Go there.
Here we go. Let's side bets, guys. Who has more kicking points this week, Zane Gonzalez or Young Wei Koo?
I'm watching you.
That's a good one. Look, and by the way, I'm going to go Zane Gonzalez. He's talking about Zane like Zane hasn't kicked in the NFL. Zane has kicked in the NFL, okay? First of all, understand this. The guy we just let go in Parker Romo, yeah, he blew an extra point, but the kid was hitting 78% of his field goals, okay?
That's not good enough, by the way.
No, it's not. But Koo, I think his numbers were at 73%.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. The last caller trying to make an insinuation that, you know, Koo was better under – he started going off the rails under R2. The downward trend was there.
2 years.
But I would tell you, wouldn't it be something if Young Wei Koo makes a game-winning field goal this week and Zane misses one?
Well, look, we know this kicking thing is about confidence, okay? And for, who was it, Parker Romo to miss that extra point last week in New England, I don't know what happened, but Ra's right. You got to make those kicks.
Yeah.
But Zane Gonzalez is the guy they're going to pin their hopes to and say, hey, we're going overseas, and if we need field goals, you can't coach scared, guys. And that's what I would tell you, Paul. Like, I hear you. But even, think about this. Jeez. We go to Carolina, right? We got the ball. We drive down the field. You guys know how that game started? They ran out Parker Romo, and he missed the field goal.
Mm-hmm.
And everything went downhill from there. And instead of having 3 points on the board and some momentum and some confidence, it just went downhill. I don't know what's going to happen, but Gonzalez made 80% of his field goals in 69 career games with 4 different teams. So he's got experience. And by the way, I think when the Commanders came here and beat us last year, he was here. He was a part of that team. So – we got to see how this plays out, but you can't coach scared. If these guys either they do the job or they don't, and guess what? If you throw Zane out there and he blows some kicks, kicking competition on Monday again. I mean, this is where we've been living anyway. So I can't do that whole.
It's not the coach's fault.
Go to 2 points and, you know, that we shouldn't kick field goals at all. All right, let's talk.
The coach was put in this position by the GM. It's his job to find the kicker. It's his job to get rid of the kicker.
Goes back to your dominating outing. Conversation that you guys had earlier. Like, it's gotten to the point with the Falcons this season that, dude, just come out here and kick the extra points. We don't even need to put you in field goal position. We need to just dominate in these games. so that we don't even got to worry about whether or not you're going to make a 30-yard field goal. Questioning a 30-yard field goal is a problem in the NFL.
It's terrible.
Hey, yo, Terry.
It's terrible. And Zeno, you know this. You're just saying this because it's 5:30 and you want to get me going. You know I disagree with that notion that the coach doesn't see his special teams practice. I've said this to you. You can't deny that Ra, with his own eyes, has seen these guys kick. You better, as the head coach, because you're going to run his ass out there on Sunday. By the way, let's kick 5 field goals. Let me watch. I got to see what's going on. And even if it's not that, even if it's within the realm of practice, periods 9 through 11, let's go kick. I got to see. And when the coach doesn't pay attention, and this has been my issue with this attention to detail, and you're not seeing what everybody else is seeing, and you go, I think we'll be all right. And this guy's, he's showing you in practice?
I think you're making it more complicated.
It's not.
From a coach's standpoint, it's just put the ball through the damn uprights.
It's not. Because
it's that simple.
Well, you know what it is?
Simple.
But you know what it is for the GM? I got you a kicker. Now you tell me if he's any good, and I'll go get you another one. But it's your job with your eyes and your coaching ability to make the decision. I'm not resolving Ra of, well, it ain't his responsibility because it's not his job to go get the kicker. The GM's job is to go get that guy. It's the coach's job to go, this guy's high garbage. He can't hit a field goal. Give me another guy in here.
That's fair. Again, but I would tell you that the whole, and I don't know why this regime has struggled with injuries so bad. They've struggled with the reporting of it. They've struggled with the you know, last year with Koo with his leg. Like, man, just sit him down.
You went off on Raw this week. Just say it.
Just say it, man.
With the injuries, you just.
Just say it. Like, just. They treat injury information like, again, you're moving covert troops into a foreign land. Like, man, it ain't that secret.
All right, let me ask you this. Then we got to talk to Chris. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We'll get into some college football as we wrap things up here. Hawks tonight. Chris has got a bridge show, but we've got Hawks and Toronto coming up. Marquise Williams, he mentioned this, and this is Paul's comment. And Paul, thanks for listening, man, as always. He's been our special teams coordinator, what, since 2021?
Mm-hmm.
So he's been here now through two regimes. I think Raheem and those folks knew him and obviously trusted him to retain him. This can't continue.
It's been an organizational failure for 2 years now.
It can't continue.
No.
Marquise Williams' job needs to be on the line as we keep talking about how bad the special teams has been. If we're not executing on offense and you guys want to fire the OC, well, then you better start talking about firing Marquise as well because the special teams has been crap. Am I wrong?
No. It's been ineffective. You can't allow your special teams game to affect the way you coach games. I mean, look, no one's going to be perfect. That's understandable. And misses are going to happen. As much as you guys know, I hate kickers. Like, the reality of it is worst humans.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather.
It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer. First 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
On the planet. The reality of it is that, you know, in coaching, understanding that, you know, 85%, 80-85% is really good. That's what you're hoping for. If your guy's in that range between 80 and 85, you live with that and you coach around the misses. That's part of what happens. You know, you coach around incomplete passes, the guys who are wide open. You coach around it. Like, that's your job.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.